with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Flagrant. So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. It is a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. We're going to talk golf today. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We will get to that coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside will be joining us. And we'll get ready for the big Principal Charity Classic coming up in Des Moines on the Champions Tour. We'll talk about that and other things golf with Rick Swan, Brian, Mark, and myself. Chance for you to win with play as well. Here on KGYM with Race to Win. That will be coming up here in just a little bit. We'll let you know how the Colonels fared this afternoon as they took on the Peoria Chiefs out at Veterans Memorial Stadium. All that and more coming up Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. I hate when you just forget about something in midstream, but it happens. Cloudy Wednesday. We got some rain moving into our neck of the woods along the corridor here. We welcome you into the Gym Class in KGYM. 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM. The North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM. The South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn will be in and out, our producer slash co-host of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. And you out there, chance to win with Race to Win. Also before 7 o'clock tonight, your chance to pick up $100 in the month of May. We're doing it every weekday of the month of May, with the exception of Memorial Day Monday, and that is with the help of our great friends at Toyota of Iowa City. So that will be coming up for you, a chance to win with that here on KGYM. And, Mark... It's about a two-club wind out there, two and a half maybe, today as we welcome you in.
Good afternoon, and it's a typical late spring type day. Stay tuned. It looks like possible severe weather hitting the area a little bit later on. We'll keep you abreast of that.
Twins game on as of right now. Twins and the Colorado Rockies getting set to go at it. The Rockies winning last night over the Twins. Byron Buxton, a home run last night.
They are who we thought they were.
The Rockies?
The Rockies.
Yes. Best record, I believe, or one of the best records in Major League Baseball on the road. They've always done well at Coors Field in Denver, starting to play well on the road now. And like Cal said yesterday, the Rockies are for real. So as
they just can put up some runs. They don't need stellar pitching. I mean, it would help any team, but they tried out a lineup there that is very impressive.
Yes, it is.
Rockies 12-5 on the road right now, 25-15 overall.
Yep, and right now they'll get ready, hopefully weather permitting, to take on the Twins tonight. That'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. On 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we will have NBA basketball. The Cavs are still playing basketball after about a two-week hiatus. They will get back on the court, and they will host the Boston Celtics tonight in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll join up with the pregame at 7:35. That will be the time for the tip-off tonight for Game 1. Over at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland.
The aforementioned Celtics gaining the number one overall pick in the NBA draft last night in the lottery. The Lakers secure the number two spot. That's the subject of our poll question. KGYMradio.com. If you were the Lakers, would you draft Lonzo Ball? Yes or no? Keep in mind, his father comes in the package. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's. Next to the Home Depot.
The NBA has been accused over the years of doing things that kind of are coincidental. The Laker, especially with the draft, with the ping pong balls. You know, there's been conspiracy theories over the years that ping pong balls have been weighted a little bit more, maybe a little lighter than some of the other ping pong balls with the Patrick Ewing pick and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Going way back. Google it, everybody. Kids, Google it. But it couldn't have worked out any better for national sports media outlets that like to give attention to certain fathers of certain NBA players to be already on today on Fox on somebody's show that used to be on the ESPN radio platform. And so you've got that. It couldn't have worked out any better for America to talk about for the next 3, 4, 5 years, however it's going to be, because Ball is going to go to the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm just not convinced he's one of the top players in the draft.
I agree with you. I think he's got a horrible, horrible jump shot.
But effective.
Effective.
Generally speaking.
We'll see how he can shoot threes from the NBA range. We'll see. When he was on, which is the sign of a shooter, not of a scorer. When it's going and you feel it one night, but the next night, like he did in his final college game this year for UCLA, didn't look good. Didn't look good defensively, didn't look good with the shot. So we'll see. We'll see. Fultz probably going to be the first pick to the Celtics.
Unless the Celtics trade the pick.
And there is talk that they may trade it, as you have heard all throughout the day today, as that continues to go on and on and bantered about. But yeah, Celtic, I tell you what, if they make a good pick, if they keep it, make a good pick, and with Isaiah Thomas there, Celtics may have something going here, getting that number one pick. Of course, they got that via a trade. Was that with the Nets or somebody like that? I'm not even sure, but it wasn't the Celtics pick. They acquired it via a trade.
Isn't LeVar Ball going to be baggage?
Of course he is. Of course he is. All kinds of baggage.
He already is.
Guess the shoes are selling, though.
He's a jerk. I saw him on one of the national shows today.
Yeah?
He's an absolute jerk.
Why do they keep offering him?
It's free publicity. He's loving every minute of it.
Oh, I know he is, but why in the world would you offer him a spot on your show?
He's controversial.
I don't want to hear what he has to say. He's just out there to sell $500 shoes. 700 if you were a size 14 or 15.
Flip-flops aren't cheap either.
No, $200-some.
Brian Haas probably already has a pair.
Oh, he does not. No flip-flops. We're going to have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. That'll be coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes here on KGYM. Colonel's a winner today, Mark. 7-4 win, I believe, over Peoria today.
That is correct. And coupled with Kane County's loss to Beloit, the Colonel's now in first place in the division for the first time this season.
Very nice. Very nice. And I believe the Colonel's hit the road now for a little bit and then be back coming up next week. Don't quote me on that. I'd have to double-check the schedule. But good win today for Cedar Rapids. Good win for the Iowa baseball team last night. They closed things out at home on a winning note, walk-off variety. And our buddy Corbin Woods again right there in the middle of it. So he's had a pretty good week over there.
He was. And Jake Adams, who was on the Todd Bromwell Camp show with Alex Kuhn, hit two more home runs. He's got 21 on the year.
Amazing. One of the nation's leaders. Of course, state track meet getting underway tomorrow at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, the three-day run of the state co-ed meet. And it'll go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we talked with Jeff Linder about that on Monday. If you want to go back and check out the podcast, you are more than welcome to do so at kgymradio.com. 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. And I told you about what's coming up tonight, and we've got a lot to get to talk about as far as the world of golf is concerned. We're going to save a couple of stories. An amazing, amazing, amazing day today. In the world of golf, and we're going to get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But we'll take a break and come back here and talk some Caddy Smack with you. Brian's here in studio. Rick will be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. But
Race to Win.
We're going to play Race to Win coming up right now. We're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We had two winners yesterday. We gave away the Indianapolis 500 tickets and the Acme Tools $50 gift card. That went off the board yesterday as well. So Alex will get caller number 6 lined up and ready to go. We'll play Race to Win when we come back, and then we'll get to some golf talk with Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We'll do that when we return after this on KGYM.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing, and you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Take me out to the... Hey, how's my swing?
Terrible. Stiff, graceless. Imagine a manatee.
All right, all right. But how do I look?
Oh, you look razor sharp. That Twins batting practice pullover is on fire. But you're not. Not at all.
Man, just keep pitching.
Ho-ho! Sir Whiffs-a-Lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Saturday, May 20th, when the first 10,000 fans get a free Twins batting practice pullover, courtesy of CenturyLink.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM, here on the Wednesday edition of the show. We're going to get to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up just a little bit. We're assembling. We're talking golf here already. And we're going to talk with Matt from Marion, who is our next contestant for Race to Win, and we got some great prizes out there still on the board, and they include Coach's Corner $30 gift card, those four pack of tickets to see Minnesota Twins baseball, Breakout CR escape rooms, as Right Wash, $50 worth of car washes, and Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub at $30 gift certificate as well. Going out, possible prizes today, and Matt from Marion joins us. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. Let's win something.
You feel confident. You sound confident. You're ready to go then.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to give you the numbered spaces that you can take. That'll make it easier here. So these are the ones that are still available. 2, 5, 6, 12, 14, 15, 16, 18, 21, and 22. So with that in mind, make your first selection.
Let's go 6.
Six. See what's behind number 6.
Passes to Breakout CR Escape Rooms, a $50 value.
All right, that's very popular right now, those escape rooms. So what will be the match to that?
Let's try 21.
21. Let's see what's behind number 21.
$50 worth of washes from Right Wash.
Right Wash, not the match to the Breakout CR Escape Rooms. Matt, we appreciate you playing. Try again, and have a great Wednesday, okay?
All right, sounds good. You too.
All right, Matt from Marion, our latest contestant here. More chances to play Race to Win. That'll be coming up during the Todd Brommel Camp show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. We'll come back and talk golf with you after this.
Tee it up at the Amana Colonies Golf Club for the Amana Best Shot Sunday. This four-person best shot has a 1 o'clock shotgun start and winds its way along the beautiful Amana Colonies Golf Club. Entry fees include 18 holes, cart, practice balls, and the chance to win course contests and prizes. Registration is just $60 plus tax per player. So get your foursome together and come for a fun day of golf at the beautiful Amana Colonies Golf Club Sunday. Sign up for the Amana Best Shot now. Call 319-622-6222.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill. Mr. DXL Shopperman. Mr. Sharp Dressing. Confidence oozing. Style swaggering fashion stud. Looking good. All the brands you love, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Find the biggest selection of polos and tees from Psycho Bunny, Lucky Brand, Tommy Bahama, and more.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
319 back with you on the Gym Class as we welcome in Brian Haas, a pro from down at Blue Top Ridge in Riverside, joining us here on Caddy Smack. And Caddy Smack brought to you by Blue Top Ridge, also Amana Colonies Golf Club and the St. Andrews Golf Course here in Cedar Rapids. Brian, good afternoon.
Hi, how are y'all today?
Doing great, doing great. Not as well as a certain college golf team, though.
Yeah, for real.
We were telling you about this during the break. In case you have not been listening to the radio today, the updates as far as regional golf is concerned for the men in the NCAAs, Iowa State today was absolutely lights out.
On fire.
Mark, you were the one that alerted me to it first. Now, I was getting some things taken care of here at work, and I was going to check the scoreboard right ahead of when you texted me, and you said something like to the effect of, oh, my gosh, look what Iowa State's doing.
Well, Iowa State went into the day on the cusp of the top five, which at each regional, the top five teams make it. But today, a phenomenal school record. 21 under par round for the Cyclones. Nick Volk, the individual champion at the regional, won, that's held in Austin, Texas, by the way, won by 5 strokes with a 61 today, Scott.
That's 10 under par.
That's crazy.
8 birdies, an eagle, and 8 pars, Brian.
Yeah, that's some golf right there, and no others.
The others, for the Iowa State Kiwis, 66, 68, 68, and 1 over par, 72 didn't count. And I say Kiwis, Scott, because 3 of the members of this team that played in the NCAA regionals are from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And 1 from Australia. Right. And a pretty good Iowan trip, yeah. Trip Kenny.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And some, I mean, look at those scores. To make that kind of comeback, it shows a lot of fortitude and a team coming together saying, let's make it.
26 birdies and an eagle among the
five players. What when you and they're not playing together as a group. So
no, you're spread out.
It was just everybody got going, and my goodness gracious, what they did today. Set a school record, going to the NCAA championships for the second time, I believe, in school history. They did it in 2014. And to go 21 under par is absolutely unimaginable.
Right, and I don't know how Coach Tank goes about it on the golf course, whether he's talking to them and letting them know where everybody stands, that sort of thing. I just don't know him that well, but usually they kind of know a little bit how the others are doing, but you are spread out on the course. You're not near each other typically. They're not too close anyway, and they all went out and did that individually.
Yeah, but you played college golf in that similar situation.
Yeah.
Is it possible to feed off your teammates, or are you just so spread out you just don't know?
You're maybe within a hole of each other, but it's really even hard to tell. You know, it's hard to know what that person in front of you is doing exactly, especially if you're focused on your own game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Iowa Hawkeyes closed out their regional in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Hawkeyes finishing tied for 10th. Raymond Knoll leading the way today with a 1 under par 71. Matthew Walker, the Hawkeyes' top player, with an even par 72. Carson Shockey, 75. And the last score that counted was Alex Shockey, his brother, with an 80. So good season for the Hawkeyes. Not quite good enough to make the NCAA tournament, but really suffered from a bad end to the first round and a not a very good second round.
Yeah, really all three rounds were a struggle for them. Just getting down to Louisiana is just different golf. The grass you're playing on is
Bermuda down there?
It's Bermuda down there, most likely. They're probably out of the rye already, which would be a little closer to playing on bent. So I'd imagine the Bermuda's in already, and it's just different. And they just don't get enough rounds on Bermuda grass to really make that difference. And a good example is when I go to my parents' course in the Dallas area, if you hit a little pitch shot into the front edge of the green without hitting it onto the collar, it'll check, it won't release. Mm. And so here, if you hit it into the collar, it'll take one good hop for you and carry at least a third of the way to your target, and it just won't do that there. Mm.
Yeah. Before we talk more golf here, we do have a weather update. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect, and that is in effect till 4:15 today. It is for the northwestern portion of Linn County, also the northeastern portion of Benton County, basically between the Vinton, Center Point, and Palo areas, and it's moving to the north and slightly to the northeast. So a severe thunderstorm warning in effect till 4:15 going on right now. We'll keep you updated on that right here on KGYM.
You can hear those updates on Rob FM as we bring in Rick Swann.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
How's it going, Brian?
Good. Thank you.
21 under par.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is crazy. Crazy. We're going to talk to Dave Schneider of Wakanda Club coming up here in a little bit. And then I know that Rick and Mark and everyone, we want to talk about the players a little bit.
Yeah.
You had a good question for
amazing,
me, Rick.
What's that? Oh, the... about Ian Poulter?
Top three shots of the tournament, yeah.
As I was watching this weekend, I put together my three top shots. I don't know if they're going to match up with yours or not. So if I lay out my top three, the one I'm going to pick didn't go in. But we had an ace by Sergio.
Right.
We had the Albatross. And then we had Ian Poulter's amazing shot from over near the concession stand that missed by about a quarter of an inch. And that's probably my favorite shot.
After a shank.
Right. Hey, we're all human.
He had a shank.
I'm not putting myself in his category, but we're all human.
But then when we were talking about that, Mark, you had a good question that I thought we'd ask Brian about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he hit his ball into the bush there, and then he got to rake out the area that he was going to drop in, right?
So yeah, the pine straw area. Yeah, yeah. And why was that?
So that is loose impediments. The issue you have to be very careful of is, it's like pixie sticks. You pick it up, that game. And if you pull the wrong pine straw piece and your ball moves, that's a problem. But you can.
This is he dropped. He was raking the area.
Yeah, that is all loose impediment. Yep.
So you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
All of that. Okay.
Yep.
That helps.
The pine straw is like, it's like a leaf.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You can move leaves. It's a leaf of a pine tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
But those are my top three. It was a really fun tournament to watch, I thought.
Siwoo Kim with a bad back wins it. It's not good to be a 21-year-old with a bad back already, is it?
No, yeah, that's
and that's not,
good.
Not a good sign.
Right, that's either something that's within him and his body, you know, rejects the golf swing,
mm-hmm.
or there's something wrong in his golf swing that causes those issues that he might need to fix.
We had a text 6936 Jerry Ask Investment Services text line 319-366. 1600, Brian and the rest of you. What does Zach Johnson need to do to start getting those top 20 finishes again? Zach finishing in the mid-40s at the Players. Yeah. I have my theories.
Is that a rough start?
Can I just say it? Give his money back to PXG and go back to his old clubs. Yes.
Go back to the old clubs, you think?
Look at what happened to Rory. Didn't happen with Tiger. Tiger's contract said he can play anything he wants that makes him compete or allows him to compete. And so he was able to ease into that Nike equipment years ago. Rory's contract wasn't as soft as that. It was he had to move into the Nike equipment immediately, and we lost Rory for a while. Although his time frame was about a year, and then he came back in and he's pretty good and really hasn't been the Rory that we saw when he was playing his original equipment. It happened to be Titleist, but it could have been anything. We're seeing that with Zach, and we've seen that with lots of players. Phil Mickelson did the same thing. He was with Titleist. He took the big check from Callaway, and we lost him for a little while. And that happens to a lot of players. Some recover from that. Some never recover from that. So
it's a change when you make a change.
Yeah. And a great example is the Ryder Cup. Zach put his driver back in his bag from Titleist. He's changed his wedges back out to a Vokey. When he played in the Ryder Cup, that's the only time you can change your equipment. Their contracts all read that. For one, is they have to sometimes alternate shot play one ball, and it can't be maybe that manufacturer's ball that they normally play. So thus, their contracts will break out the Ryder Cup, and thus Zach moved some of his old equipment back into his bag. Yeah. So that kind of gives me a heads up that's what's happening.
I agree with that reason. He's still got the Seymour putter, though, and he's struggling a little bit on the green. So maybe pressing for after hitting some of those new clubs and not so well. I don't know.
Right.
What we're used to seeing is Zach get on a roll there for a while, where he'll at least have some top tens.
He'll get streaky, yeah.
He'll be in contention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, streaky, and be in contention on Sundays. And right now he's not getting to that level yet this year.
It's coming. I hope he's got Colonial coming up, which he's always done well, has won there in the past. So hopefully that will get things turned around. All right, 3:30. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Dave Schneider from over at the Wakanda Club, and then we'll talk some more golf. Take more of your texts as well, and we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class right here on a Wednesday on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0202.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM, brought to you by Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, St. Andrews Golf Course, and the Amana Colonies Golf Course. Talking golf here. Your text, welcome. And we're going to talk to Dave Schneider coming up from Wakanda Club. There you have the biggie coming up over there in Des Moines here in just a little bit, Principal Charity Classic. We will talk about that, and then we'll take your text as well if you have a question for Brian as far as the world of golf is concerned, or your game out there. And we'll try to help out as much as we can. We don't have video equipment here to take a look at your swing, but we will do the best that we can. So we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Do believe we've got Dave Schneider on the line here, Brian, and give a little intro to Dave here as we bring him on.
Well, Dave's the GM at the Wakanda Club and is also a PGA member and a former president of our Iowa PGA.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And over at the Wakanda Club, and they're getting ready for the big event coming up here on the Champions Tour in a couple of weeks or so. Dave, how you doing today?
Very good, very good. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I was very honored when Brian called a little bit ago to have me on. Very honored.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for taking time out to join us. And how are preparations going, getting ready for the Principal Charity Classic?
Well, let's see here. This is the fifth year that Wakanda has hosted, and I've got to be honest, this is the biggest build as far as the structures of the 5 years. We had 84,000 people in attendance last year, and I think if we get three decent days of weather, they're gonna just completely slam dunk that and potentially get up to 90. So it's really looking good.
That's a crazy number. I didn't realize it was 84,000 people. That's huge.
Yep, they set a record. So each year that it's been at the club here, they've set a record, and they really shattered it last year with three perfect days.
Dave, you just don't throw open the doors on tournament week. It takes a lot of preparation, and Brian and I were talking a little bit about that during the break, but give folks out there an idea of what it takes to put on a tournament of this magnitude when you start and everything that's involved.
Well, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
But it really, really does take a village. The entire community, not many people know, but there's actually a staff of five people that live in Des Moines year-round just for this event. It's actually staffed by the Bruno event management team and Greg Conrad as the tournament director, who just does a phenomenal job. But him and his team are dedicated 365 days a year. He's got a team for volunteers. There's over 1,100 volunteers for the event throughout the week. The grandstands, as I mentioned, that there's a company that travels around essentially the country doing this. It's called Schaefer Sports. And they've been here for the last, I think this is week number five. And as you know, they've got a couple weeks left. It takes a very long time to build a village here. And so it is absolutely a team effort. Of course, the Principal Charity Classic Board is made up of community leaders. And so there's about 17, I believe, of some of the most prominent people on the board. And they're constantly beating down the doors and working on businesses and such for donations. So I got to tell you, it's not just any one thing that all culminates in 1 week. It's a full year-round event.
Yeah, and Des Moines, it's kind of a hotbed of golf. You got the Principal Charity Classic, and then later on, I believe the Solheim Cup will be coming to Des Moines as well. So, boy, what a great time right now to be in Iowa, anyway. Let alone Des Moines.
You could not have said it better. Is that Des Moines is one of those mid-sized cities in the United States where events like this, the community, the state really embraces it. There was actually some thought that maybe the Solheim Cup coming to Des Moines Golf might actually have a potential negative impact on the sponsorship dollars for the Principal Charity Classic this year. And I got to tell you, gentlemen, it's actually done just the opposite. Going into those same types of businesses and asking for money, that just tells you the value of the people that we have here in the Des Moines area, and certainly in central Iowa and the state itself. So they're going to, I don't want to spill the beans, but they're going to be doing very well in fundraising to where they're going to be announcing they'll be achieving their goals. So the Solheim Cup is very exciting. Of course, the 1999 U.S. Senior Open here that broke all the attendance records. So it's just an honor to be part of this and to be in the state of Iowa at the same time.
Well, it appears to be a great field, and adding to that is the fact that John Daly won a couple weeks ago, and you mentioned 84,000 people in attendance. That probably will multiply, and most eyes were want to get a glimpse of him, I would imagine.
There's no doubt. He is absolutely a show. You don't know what you're going to get. I think that's part of the reason that everybody's excited to see him. But his win 2 weeks ago, I believe, I watched it actually in the golf shop with our head golf professional, Grant Feilman, and our director of golf, Aaron Kruger. We watched him win and said, this is just going to explode here in Des Moines. He is really, you don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. You don't know what type of shot he's going to hit, but that's really going to come spark the attendance. He's a great champion and, you know, had some challenges throughout life, but haven't we all? Hmm. And, yeah, he's going to be a show to watch here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, it's a very good field. Miguel Angel Jimenez is going to be there. Tom Lehman's going to be there. Imagine this is about as close as Tom gets to his native Minnesota, so he's going to have some people that are going to be rooting for him. And it's a very good field that you guys have assembled for the tournament.
Absolutely. Jerry Smith, actually, our kind of our Iowa favorite there out of Oskaloosa, he's committed again, and he was down to the wire in a couple events this past spring, so I wouldn't count him out. But we have commitments from 8 out of the top 10 players in the world and 27 of the top 30 players in the world on the champion circuit. So as far as getting the best of the best, we're very honored. Miguel Jimenez, I've got kind of a negative thing to say, but it's good for his community. Is that actually he's gonna stay back in Spain?
Oh, okay.
Because the tournament moved back a week into June, that he actually has a fundraiser that he has never missed right there in his hometown, and so he's very regretful. He had a great first experience last year, but because it falls on that fundraiser and he's dedicated to his hometown, he's going to be staying back. So, other than that, we've got just about everybody we could ever dream for coming to the event.
You have a pro-am on that Tuesday, but the rest of the week there's plenty of opportunities for folks to come over and get a glimpse of these guys. Talk about that a bit.
Yep, the Tuesday is actually a closed pro-am for the players and the folks that are playing, that are actually playing in the pro-am with the players. On Wednesday and Thursday, that's really the days that you can get right up and close and get autographs and shake hands, and you know it's much more loosey-goosey. Once you get to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's almost as if a switch turns to where the tournament atmosphere is all over the place. So Wednesday and Thursday are great times to come out. You can shake hands and get right up into the players and kind of under the end of the ropes with them. Come Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there is a little bit of a tone change as far as they're putting on they're going to work. But at all times, they're very gracious, great players on the range, great players walking from hole to hole, and it's just a great time. It's just a great party.
Well, and Brian was there a couple years ago on the range getting some interviews for us for the show. And
It was a lot of fun. And out of that list, Dave, who's your favorite? Who's the one that you look forward to shaking their hand when they come back each year?
Oh, boy. I got to tell you, I guess I can't comment maybe as much as Brian could on maybe the actual tour players that are playing on the big boy tour. But as far as the Champions Tour players, you can't pick out one person that isn't first class.
Right.
So there's 81 people in the field. I'll tell you a quick story. So, Jay Don Blake, he's been in contention a couple of times here at Wakanda. His wife, comes along with him. And just to tell you the type of people these folks are, she walked back into both of our kitchens and she shook hands with every single one of the cooks, the prep cooks, the executive chef to say thank you throughout the week for giving food to my husband and I. We've had a great experience here. So she didn't, no one asked her to do that. She did that on her own.
Right.
Jadon Blake is just that Southern guy who's great. And I got to tell you, it was pretty neat having having all the players. John Daly and his wife are just a trip, so I'm excited to talk to them again. But literally, Tom Pernice Jr. is just a terrific champion. Scott McCarron and his wife, they were here 2 weeks ago for Media Day. And they were celebrating the one-year anniversary of marriage and actually his win last year. They're a delight to be around, so they're all fantastic.
Yep, and some good names that have won over the years at the Principal Charity Classic, too. So it's very, very good golf and fun to go to as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We hope everybody comes out. It's a great party. It's even if you don't know anything about golf, you've got a great experience to come out and be and see the who's who in the state of Iowa.
Brian, you can testify seeing these guys tee it up on the range. They can still play.
Oh, they can still play. Absolutely. I don't want any piece of them, I'll tell you. They can still play. Yeah. Dave, let us know how they can get tickets and come watch the show.
Yep, it is. They're very reasonable. I think most of the tickets are starting there at $20, but if you go on to principalcharityclassic.com, it's about as easy as a couple of clicks. The parking is extremely easy. You park at Southridge Mall there on the south side of Des Moines, and they've got Windstar buses that are air-conditioned and padded. Got music on while you're making the short 12-minute drive right to the north entrance of the club. And then you walk right in through holes 5 and 13, and the party starts. But the place you're going to want to be is called the Green Canyon, and that's basically holes 16, 17, and 18. And they are doing, we're about 70% there of completely enclosing holes 16, 17, and 18 with grandstands and tip-up seats for public and for private use. And you'll see the energy pretty quickly.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Tournament week, June 6th through the 11th.
Yep. That's correct. Actual tournament days are going to be that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is 9, 10, and 11.
All right. Sounds good. And Dave, we'll look forward. A lot of Eastern Iowans I know go over to Des Moines for the Principal Charity Classic. Have a great time, and I imagine there'll be a bunch of them. And hey, thanks for taking time out to talk with us. We do appreciate it, and have a great tournament.
Absolutely honored. Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Dave Schneider from over at the Wakanda Club. One of the directors of golf over there. 3:43, we'll take a break, come back, we'll take your texts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line for Brian and about the world of golf, and we'll do that when we come back here on KGYM.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're an entrepreneur, you have better things to do than reapply for funding every time you need capital. With Cabbage, you can be approved for a line of credit of up to $150,000, not just a one-time loan. Withdraw from your line anytime you need funds and only pay for what you take. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 businesses with more than $3 billion in funding. Go to cabbage.com/radio or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, KABBAGE.com/radio.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Back at 3:45 here in the gym class on KGYM. Before we talk some golf, we do have some weather information to pass along. We've got severe thunderstorm warnings, and now we do have one tornado warning, and that is in effect for eastern Keokuk, northwestern Washington, and northwestern Jefferson counties, and that will go until 4:30. So if you're around the Wellman area, Richland, Harper, Kinross, right in there, take shelter right now as there is a tornado warning in effect. It's a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. Severe thunderstorm warnings going on right now, and that includes a severe thunderstorm warning until 4:15 from northeastern Buchanan County. Severe thunderstorm located near Winthrop, 9 miles northeast of Independence, moving to the north, slightly to the northeast at about 40 miles per hour. Also, until 4:30, severe thunderstorm warning goes for western Dubuque, northwestern Jones, eastern Delaware, and northeastern Linn County. So it goes from northwestern Linn County to northeastern Linn County. Severe thunderstorm located over Stone City or Anamosa, right in that area, moving to the north, slightly northeast at about 50. So these are moving very quickly. So we'll keep you updated as far as the weather information is concerned right here on KGYM. You have a golf question about your game, go ahead and text it to us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And Brian here in studio, Rick from Rob FM coming across the hallway, and Mark and I here as well as we get ready for another hopefully beautiful weekend of golf. So
yeah,
we talked about the players a little bit, and Siwoo Kim with the victory. Ian Poulter, kind of the the fun story and all that because he lost his card. Then they recalculated his points that he needed, dollars that he needed. Said, "Oh, by the way, you're okay. You're in. You're still a member of the tour." And goes out and almost wins the Players Championship. So,
right,
good for him.
It makes you wonder if they. I mean, I want him on tour. You know, was there a little leeway in that?
It was the NBA. We might be asking, was there a little shenanigans on the ping pong balls or anything like that?
Right, right.
But no, nothing like that.
3153 on the text line has a question for you, Brian. Actually, several coming in right now. Brian, do you have any drills to work on tempo?
Yeah, tempo's a very important part of everybody's game, and there's all kinds of players that have different tempos. You're going to have faster players and obviously very slow players and in the middle. But I like the 1-2-3. Just counting simply is 2 to the top, 3 through. And so as your clubs come to the top of your swing and it gets to the point where it starts on the way down, you should be able to count to 2. And then number 3 would be your swing down through the ball, so your acceleration through.
85-93, and this is a question kind of pigtailing on something I wanted to ask you, and what I wanted to ask you is why a lot of amateurs have trouble hitting long irons, and hybrids have really replaced a lot of the long irons.
Correct.
But 85-93 wants to know how he can stop topping his hybrids.
So here's the hard part. Our tendency is to want to help the ball in the air. So if I handed you a tennis racket and a tennis ball and said, hit it on the same flight that you'd want to see your golf ball fly on, you'd throw the ball straight up in the air from low to high, and you'd swing up with the tennis racket to hit it onto that flight. Well, the problem is that with a golf ball sitting on the ground, we have to actually swing down for the ball to climb the face of the club to get onto that trajectory. Our brain sees the tennis ball and tennis racket and wants us to help and lift the ball into the air. That actually makes the ball go down and into the ground. So the best thing to do is start training yourself to get to the impact position. So in slow motion, take the club to the top of your swing, and then in slow motion, take the club right to the ball and stop at what you think impact should look like. And what you're going to notice is your body's going to move to the left, and you're going to square the face up to the golf ball sitting on the ground. And your club's actually going to start moving down. You'll do that naturally because we know that we need to swing down at the ball to make it go up. The problem is when we swing, we move to our right side and try to scoop it up into the air, and then the ball goes down. So that's a lot of the issue. The reason we can't hit the long irons like we used to is the golf ball changed. We used to play a wound ball, at least when I was a kid, and into my professional years even, into the 90s when the ball changed. And because that ball used to spin, we'll say, 10 to 15 times more than the current ball does, we had to change clubs. So even on the PGA Tour, you're not seeing a lot of 3-irons, you're seeing a lot more 5-woods and hybrids out there, and it's because of the change of the golf ball. We didn't get worse, and we can't hit long irons anymore because we're not bad players. It's because the golf ball changed.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. You can send us a text. You can also call us. Kyle is here awaiting your call at 319-366-1600.
1955, reminiscent of a discussion we had a couple weeks ago, Brian.
Sure.
I struggle to be consistent with chips and pitches within 15 yards of the green.
Somebody get Rick.
Any tip?
Yeah. Somebody go get Swan.
Yeah, he's been making them.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, so those are the tough ones. And, back to the 3 lefts and a right, your feet need to start a little bit left to target because we're not making a full swing. That gets your hips out of the way. The next left is that you're leaning left because we need that club to go down so that it hits down on the ball and the ball climbs the face a little bit. And then the third left is that our hands are left of the ball, and the one right is that the ball is on your toe, your right toe. So it's in the back of your stance. So you're kind of leaning toward the target, the ball's on your right toe, your hands got to stay left, and you make a putting stroke is basically what it is. So then if you're using a sand wedge, you can carry that ball about a third of the way. It'll roll the other 2/3. If you're using an 8 or a 9 iron, you can hit the ball about a quarter of the way there, and it'll roll the other 3/4. And that's kind of the easiest way to get over the chipping piece of it. If you're having a problem with distance control, try moving your hands up and down the grip a little bit. Lower your hands as far down, short of the steel, and give yourself a little more control.
Scott's pretty, handsy.
I've always been handsy.
Maybe that's testament to the
athlete. That's just the way I learned.
To the athlete that you are. I don't know.
But. Right, and that's an eye-hand coordination thing. I'd probably never take it away from him and because he's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll probably even tell you on occasion he'll chili dip one and hit a little behind it.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah, and everybody does it. For me, it's moving back to my right side as opposed to using my hands. So I'll sway to the right and maybe hit something a little heavier.
And Rick was telling us that and I wish he was in here, but part of the lesson that you gave him was chipping is a lot like throwing your keys.
Yeah, definitely. So a good example, as you were saying, is toss me your keys. Yeah, we've done it a million times. Somebody need to move your car or borrow your car or whatever it was that was in your hands. You can toss a ball to somebody and toss it to them perfectly. So chipping or putting, for that matter, if you throw the ball to the hole, the motion is very similar. And how far you have to swing that club to get the ball to go that distance is pretty similar. So if you think of the club as an extension of your hands and start swinging the club the way you would throw the ball to that target, you'll be much more successful.
Yeah. I know that we go back to tempo. And I've kind of learned over the last couple of years that is instrumental, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. Yeah, most players that come in are really struggling that are good players already. A lot of times the tempo is off, and something as simple as a posture and a tempo piece can change everything.
Right. Not only people think you got to swing hard to hit it hard, and that's not the case. It's almost the opposite. If you make good, solid contact with a swing that's controlled, you're going to hit it farther.
Right. And it's really about getting your club at the top of your swing set in a good position for you. And that's different for everybody. Don't get me wrong. When you say you're swinging hard to hit it far, you still have to swing your arms fast.
Sure.
And they still have to move quickly. And you can learn to hit a ball harder. But at the same time, the tempo to the top and setting the club at the top of your swing is really important. It needs to be in the right place for you.
Yeah. Scott opened the show today saying it's a two-club wind out there.
And yes, my question might be three.
My question to you is, how do you calculate wind and elevation?
That's a good one. You know, now our rangefinders help us with the elevation, so that makes it a lot easier. And believe me, every tour player is using that in their practice rounds so that they're mapping out that elevation. So I don't know that there's a good site calculation for that other than just playing the golf course normally and knowing, you know, how many more clubs that is up that hill. As far as the wind goes, boy, I don't know if there's a great method for that either, because throwing the grass in the air and it blowing back in your face, you know, whether how fast that goes is one thing or another. But
you know an arm's length away at least.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
Rick's and, here for your chipping questions, by the way.
Right, yeah. Right. And but really it is trying to feel that wind in your face, and that would just be time playing, I think, as much as anything. And if you're feeling call it a 5 to 10 mile an hour wind, it's at least a club, and as it starts moving up that scale, maybe in 10 mile an hour increments, that's a club.
And then you have what happens at 17 at Sawgrass with the flag going one way and the wind hitting you from the other side.
Yeah, and when you have swirling winds like that, that's very difficult to watch. It's the best thing that can happen is you're up last.
Yeah.
That is my method for Rick for par threes.
J.B. Holmes, it's still right. Your turn.
Right.
Oh, ouch.
Rick, we were talking about your chipping and how much Brian's instruction has really helped. You want to expand on that?
Yeah, well, and in fact, I was trying to explain it to Mark, and I thought, why don't we just go down and play it at Riverside and have Brian show you. But the three lefts and a right that you've talked about forever, and you and I spent about an hour doing that, and, you know, throwing the car keys to a spot. I mean, I could do that with my car keys. Why not do it with the club and the ball?
Right.
You know? That really opened my eyes.
And that's something that everybody can relate to. We've all tossed a ball or we've tossed our car keys to somebody, and we can do that and do it relatively well. So then if you start looking at your club face as that same scenario, all we're trying to do is toss that ball with that club face to that particular distance.
And then talk about the whether the green is going up or down away from you.
Yeah, so when you got a little hill in front of you, obviously you got to start adding to it. So if we have a sand wedge in our hands, like a 54 or 56, we're looking at thirds, depending how fast the green is. And as you're looking at an uphill slope, so we'll just take a gradual slope, you know, you're going to have to add a couple, 3 feet to that and just move your eyes out a little bit further and again, toss the ball to that position. And just the same in downhill. You got to start subtracting feet to that, and depending on how downhill and how fast the greens are.
I've had a lot of luck these last four rounds. I've been chipping them in. It's at least one chip in a round.
That's
here
fun.
So far.
Yeah, when you have that kind of confidence and you start to trust the methods, that's when the game becomes fun and addicting. Unfortunately, because it's a mean game to be addicted to.
Yeah, ask JB Holmes.
Start from 20 yards in. That's how I want to start the hole.
Good stuff right there, and. We're getting we're into May now. We're getting into the month of June. Boy, golf courses look great out there, though.
They do. They're as green as can be. Lots of rain that we've had and good conditions. You know, the golf course superintendents have to be happy with the looks of their golf courses right now because we haven't had any adverse weather to show otherwise.
Knock on wood. We can get through these storms here today and hopefully not have any damage. So
right. You know, barring damage, the storm, as long as it's not overly windy or obviously tornadoes are terrible things too. But we need the rain, so we can use a little natural rain, and that always helps our golf course.
Tell me earlier, Blue Top Ridge is going to host some events for the next couple 3 years.
Yeah, we're going to host the Iowa Open for the next 3 years. So
nice.
So we made a deal with the Iowa PGA, and we're got the in August. In fact, we moved it because of the principal. The cup event that's coming to Des Moines.
Solheim
Cup. Yeah, yep. And had to move it around that so that, that we had weren't conflicting with the Solheim Cup.
Yeah, and also the you got the Cedar Rapids Country Club getting awarded the USGA Senior.
Isn't that exciting?
Women's
There's
Amateur.
A lot of good golf going on in Iowa right now.
Yeah, there is.
As you were saying before,
that is big.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a terrific thing.
Yeah, that's the world stage.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks here, and we'll talk some more golf at that time on the program.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun at that time. Again, severe weather going through. We do have some severe thunderstorm warning northeastern Linn County right now into Buchanan County, into the western portion of Dubuque County. That goes until 4:30. They'll keep you updated on the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up next for you right here on KGYM. For the entire Caddy Smack crew, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for listening here on KGYM.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard.